sorry to hear that. And I know our dad has been compromised numerous times because we got notifications from these banks and all that kind of crap. And, man, my poor dad, he fell into some of that stuff where he would ignorantly, you know, go to respond to some of this stuff. But, man, you wouldn't believe the amount of emails and crazy stuff that I get where it tries to trick you into thinking it's some entity that, you know, you deal with or you, you know, click on that stuff and whatnot. It's just maddening. I mean, personally, I think they should round up all the bastards that are doing that stuff and execute every last damn one of them.
That'd be an easier fix, but, yeah, this wasn't even like that because he said, well, these people in the apartment say I should get LifeLock. I said, well, you know, that's not really going to help you when your bank cancels you because some guy walked in off the street and you give him your social security number, date of birth, full name, you let him take a picture of your face and of your ID. I said, that's not going to protect you from that. You didn't even get a business card from the guy with a name, anything. I don't know what to tell you, buddy, but nothing's going to save you from that. You'd be lucky if you didn't buy a new car yesterday.
Well, why would he give this guy all that information? The guy just showed up on his doorstep?
Pretty much. I don't know if he had some information out online or what the deal was, but I'll give you the rest of the details. But I told him, I said, dude, I'm right in the middle of bee season, and it's time for me to take a vacation. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. I said, I got you through everything else. I said, we'll get your bank account set up. You're going to have to start taking care of that all on your own. I said, oh, God, I don't even want to go into the rest of the details because I don't want to give anybody else enough ammo to start something stupid.
Yeah, I hear you there. Wow, that's unfortunate. Holy smokes.
That dude was slick. He had a computer and a cell phone, and the computer was one of those two-piecer laptop things with a separate keyboard. I'm like, oh my God, how close did he get to your face when he took the pictures? He probably got a retina ID on him.
That's terrible. Man, yeah, these scammers, I don't know, they ought to have Scammer Island out in the middle of nowhere and just dump the bastards off in their underwear. Liver die, asshole. Oh, excuse me, I'm forgetting where I'm talking here. Live or die. You guys, you know, don't deserve to be in regular society. So much harm you cause to people, especially the elderly. KEHEK.